Well, well, well. What have we here? I see a fucking traitor in our midst, I guess. How dare you enter my kingdom and try and fool us? You do know our kingdom's been at war for years, don't you? And you drag your sorry fucking ass all the way over here to try and win my favor? To try and stop this war? No, you will be our enemies until your dying day. But since you're here, I guess we can show you what fucking traitors like you get. You see, you entered our kingdom unannounced. You came over here thinking that we would make peace? No, I'm not making peace with anyone. And I will show you exactly what pathetic little traitors like yourself get. So, first of all, I'm going to tell everyone here exactly how fucking pathetic you are. Your kingdom, your people, everything you stand for in your kingdom is fucking pathetic. You have nothing on us, nothing on my rule and my reign over here. And I guess you're just jealous. That's probably why you're over here trying to make peace. So you could tempt me to try and give you a little piece of what we have. Ha! As fucking if. And you know what I'm gonna do? For treacherous little lowlifes like yourself, who would walk out of your own kingdom, walk straight into my court, and attempt to make peace with me? Well, you are going to be locked in my dungeon forever, and you're never getting out. Because what I'm gonna do is I'm going to make you my slave. No, worse than that. My little bitch. That's right, my bitch. You're going to be kneeling, groveling on the floor in front of me, begging me for a scrap of my attention. That's right, a scrap of my attention, and you won't get any of it because you are so fucking pathetic, so fucking lowly that you don't deserve any of it. You know you don't deserve a lick of my attention. You don't even deserve to lick the dirt off my boots. That's right. You're that pathetic. And I cannot believe that you were fucking stupid enough to think that you could walk in here unannounced and make peace with me. As if. You know, for that, I might just destroy your entire kingdom. Piece by piece by piece. Everyone you know, everyone you've loved, all of your court and your subjects and your people burned to the ground. I'm tempted. Should I do that? Maybe I should. I mean, if you don't want me to burn your entire kingdom down, maybe you could convince me otherwise by getting on your fucking knees and groveling in front of me. That's right. Grovel. Beg. Let me see you beg. Let me see how pathetic you really are. Let me see the ruler of a once mighty kingdom reduced to a lowly little worm crawling across the ground, begging me for forgiveness, begging me not to destroy everything you ever knew and everything you ever loved. Oh, what? This is blackmail? Of course it is. Why wouldn't I fucking blackmail you? You are the one who was stupid enough to come in here and think that I would listen to you as fucking if. Now get on your knees and beg. Beg, you little bitch. And maybe, just maybe, maybe I'll pay attention to you for 5 minutes to actually listen, but maybe I won't. Maybe I'll destroy your kingdom anyway. Maybe I'll ruin everything you've ever known, everything you've ever loved. And all I have to do is snap my fucking fingers and I can make it happen. You know that. You know I'm the most powerful ruler in this entire kingdom. Nay, this entire nation. You know it. This entire planet. There is no one more powerful than me. I have so many slaves at my disposal. Everyone walks in here with free will, thinking that they can do what they like. And then no, they realize exactly how much power, how much fucking control I have over them. Because they are stupid, pathetic little slaves. And I am their ruler. I am their princess. And they must do as I say. So you, now you're in my kingdom, my domain. You will do as I say. You will not think anything I don't tell you to think. You will not do anything I don't tell you to do. And there is nothing you can fucking do about it. Do you understand? Do you fucking understand me? Can you even comprehend the words that I'm saying? Or are you that fucking dumb and pathetic that I need to explain it to you? Oh, look at you, pathetic little bitch. Well, okay. I guess I could make you my slave. I guess I could make you my little bitch. But first of all, I need you to get on your knees, crawl in front of me. That's right. Crawl in front of me and beg me to make you my bitch. Beg me. I want you to show me how fucking stupid and pathetic you are. Come on, beg. On your knees. Please. You think that's going to make me want you? Come on. Show me what you're good for. I guess you might be able to tempt me if you do a striptease in front of everyone here. That's right. Strip for us. And while you're stripping, I want you to pull this most pathetic, stupid, sexy face as you can. And allow us to laugh at you. Because you look so fucking dumb doing that. And you know you look dumb. But you want to look dumb for me, don't you? Because you like it. Oh my God. You don't just like this. You fucking love this, don't you? Ah, that is so fucking pathetic. So come on, strip. Show me your sexy faces. Oh my fucking God. And everyone's watching you and we're all laughing at you because we think you're so fucking pathetic. And once you've taken off all your clothes, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. You see, I'm going to chain you to the dungeon wall naked. It's very cold down there. I hope you like it. Aw, but you'll probably get turned on every time somebody walks past because you're so fucking pathetic. You're such a stupid little whore, a stupid little slut, that every time you're chained to the wall like that and somebody walks past and sees you, you get fucking turned on. Wow, that's so stupid. You must be so fucking stupid and desperate, needy for attention, like a little slut. Like right now, I bet you're getting turned on, knowing that we're all watching you. Oh my God. Every single pair of eyes in this room is like burning that lust and pleasure into your deepest, darkest recesses of your soul. That's so fucking stupid. But as I chain you to the wall in the dungeon and people walk past, you find yourself getting turned on. But you can't move and you can't touch yourself because your hands are chained above your head. I bet that's so hard for you. It's going to be so difficult once you're chained up to the wall. Like right now, as my guard picks up your left hand and chains you to the wall, you can already feel the cold concrete behind your hand, can't you? I bet it turns you on even more to know that you've got no ounce of sympathy from me. None at all. My little bitch, you're just like so fucking pathetic that you just love having me degrade and humiliate you like this. Ugh. And then my guard takes your right hand and slams it up against the wall. Ugh. I bet that hurt so good, right? And as you can feel the chain, the cold steel wrapping around your wrist, you can already feel turned on by it, can't you? Oh my God, you are getting turned on by this. You're getting turned on by being naked, chained up, and then your feet get chained one by one to the wall behind you. Come on, try and struggle. Show us how much you want to touch yourself, how much you want to play with yourself, you stupid little bitch. Come on, show us. Show us how fucking pathetic you are. Struggle. And as we stand here behind the bars of your dungeon cell, you can already see us laughing through the bars. A couple of my courtiers even might point at you as they laugh. as you're trapped now. And that just spurs you on. That just turns you on even more and more and more. Oh my God, I can't believe you're so fucking stupid that you're getting turned on by this. And while you're chained up to the wall, you probably haven't been able to think for a long time because I haven't told you to think. That's right, because you only think when I tell you to think, you dumb slut. That's right. And you're such a dumb slut that all you can think of is the pleasure of being humiliated, the pleasure of being degraded like this, because you are just a dumb little slut, a little bitch in heat, moaning and writhing and pulling at your chains, and you want to touch so badly, but you can't because you're trapped here, just how we like you. Oh, by the way, I'm still going to destroy your kingdom. I'm going to overrun it, and I'm going to take all of your people away from you. Because you can't rule them now. Look at you. Your predicament is set. You're just too dumb and horny, trapped here in my dungeon. There's nothing you can do. Oh, and I bet that every so often I can send my guard in there to give you a good beating. Because you'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd love to be spanked and flogged in front of everyone. Maybe occasionally I'll put you in the stocks and we can throw things at you while we chant and laugh and point. But you'll just get more turned on. But of course, you'll live in endless denial because your hands will always be chained up or locked up above your head. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do but just live in this endless denial. This endless denial of wanting to touch, being so turned on from being so fucking degraded and fucking pathetic like you are, my dumb slut. But yet, never able to touch. It seems like a fate worse than death, doesn't it? But yet, you love it, don't you? Wow, I can't believe you love this. That much. That must be so hard for you. So, I guess I'm just gonna leave you here, dumb slut, locked up, chained up against the wall. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all, but just whimper, moan, writhe the air, hump the wall behind you, rub your ass against it, trying to get a little bit of pleasure, but yet you can't. There's nothing you can do. And occasionally when a guard walks past, you might beg them to pleasure you. And maybe they will come in and touch you. Maybe they'll come in and put their hands over you and kiss you forcefully. Maybe they will do whatever they want with you. Maybe they'll just have their way with you. And there's nothing you can do about that. And doesn't that feel so fucking good? To be that pathetic? To be stripped of all your humanity? All of your royal duties? Gone. Your kingdom? Gone. Everything taken away from you. And all because you were so fucking stupid to come in here and ask for my favor, for my forgiveness, and for peace. Well, you finally got peace. The inner peace of knowing that you're just a dumb, pathetic slut and nothing else. And I'm sure that's much better than a stupid kingdom. Isn't that right? Dumb slut.